Here in Kununurra, working at the health clinic, I see how decisions made far away in Canberra are affecting our mob every day. I was born in Halls Creek, grew up moving between town and community. That taught me something important about having a voice in both worlds. Being an Aboriginal health worker isn't just about medicine, you know. It's about understanding our mob, their stories and their needs. When I'm helping women and families at the clinic, I hear about everything. The housing problems, education worries, cultural business. That's why I reckon health and politics go together. You can't fix one without the other. Raising DJ and little Joni between two worlds, that's a journey in itself. Some days we're out with Dad, or Uncle Jimmy to the rest of the community, learning about country and our culture. Other days we're dealing with school, the government services, with modern systems. It's like walking two paths at once. But that's our new reality now, isn't it? Our kids need to be strong in both ways. I remember when DJ started high school in Broome. That was hard, sending him away for education. But it taught us both about speaking up, how to talk to schools, to hostels, make sure culture was respected. Now he's finished school, working at the rec centre, still keeping culture strong, but understanding the modern world too. Little Joni, she's different again. 3 years old and already living in both worlds, more naturally. At playgroup, she's learning numbers and ABC. Then goes out with her grandfather and learns culture, language, and about the country. Watching her makes me think about what world she'll grow up in. That's why this voting and democracy business is so important. See her asking, "What's that?" about everything. That's curiosity. That's what we need in our young ones. We want them to question things, understand their rights, know how to make change happen. Growing up between town and community like I did, you learn to navigate both ways, traditional knowledge and modern systems. Our diddly damper brings mob together, gets them yarning. Sometimes it's at a community barbecue, sometimes it's at the women's health meeting. That's when real planning happens. When mobs start talking about making changes, food and story, old ways and new ways, all mixed together. That's how we keep our culture strong while moving forward. At the clinic, I see how government decisions affect our mob's health. When funding gets cut, when services change, when new programs start, it all flows down to community level. That's why I'm always encouraging mob to enroll to vote, to speak up at meetings, to have their say. These decisions affect our lives, our children's lives, every day. Some days are hard, dealing with government departments, fighting for better services, trying to make systems work for our mob. But then I see small changes happening. See young mothers speaking up at meetings. See elders getting proper care. See DJ getting involved in youth programs. And that's what keeps me going. My dream? I want our kids to grow up knowing who they are. Be strong in their culture, but confident in today's world too. I want them to know their rights, know how to make systems work for them, know how to look after community in the proper way, because they're the ones who'll carry this forward, this balance of two worlds, this fight for our voices to be heard. That's why I try to teach my kids. You don't have to choose between being strong in culture and understanding modern ways. You need both. Like when Joni's out with her grandfather learning about country. Those lessons about reading the land, about responsibility, they connect to understanding democracy too. It's all about looking after our people and our future. Sometimes DJ asks me why we have to learn about all this government stuff when we have our own ways. I had to tell him, we need both. Our cultural knowledge keeps us strong, tells us who we are. But understanding democracy, that's one of our tools for protecting culture, for making sure our voice is heard, for looking after country and community for tomorrow.